Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, ideas for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. A colleague of mine, Norma Rosenberg, says that she loves when her nonprofit and for-profit CEOs get together because they rub off on each other. The wisdom here is that leaders grow when they're exposed to different perspectives. And those perspectives, well, they rub off on each other. So what can your business learn from nonprofits? Many people don't realize how large the nonprofit sector is. It employs 10% of the U.S. workforce, accounts for $2.6 trillion in annual revenue, and is almost 6% of GDP. It's the third largest industry behind manufacturing and retail. The legendary management consultant Peter Drucker wrote an article years ago in the Harvard Business Review about what business can learn from nonprofits. And I want to focus on two things. The first lesson, when it comes to strategy, nonprofits start with their mission. When developing strategy, the first thing they do is look outward at the world around them to see what their mission requires. Business tends to start its planning by looking inward at financial returns. So the first lesson from nonprofits is to ground your strategy in your mission. Why does it matter? Because it strengthens alignment among stakeholders and clarifies what progress on the plan looks like. Two items that leaders say they struggle with based on Vistage's most recent CEO Confidence Index. The second thing business can learn relates to people. Nonprofits usually can't add paid staff. If they want to do more, they have to make volunteers more productive and give them more responsibility. And to attract and motivate volunteers requires a clear mission. Then you have to continuously teach them, manage based on the organization's objectives, and hold everyone accountable for results. When you're leading people, you have to build engagement. And a lot of nonprofits are really good at that. Some sobering statistics. Only 41% of employees know what their company stands for. Only a third of them are engaged. And a startling one out of six employees is actively disengaged. This means that they're not just sleepwalking through their workday. They are acting out on their unhappiness. And you have these people inside your company. The cost of the world economy in lost productivity alone is $8.8 trillion. Engagement is the name of the game when it comes to managing people. And what you need for engagement is a clear and compelling mission. Here's why. The data shows that when employees see their work as contributing to the company's mission, it improves retention, productivity, a culture of safety, connecting with customers, and ultimately profitability. There's a lot that business can learn from nonprofits. I hope you're paying attention. Thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm Jeff Oak.